Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features three oratorios by Alessandro Scarlatti, with performances by Il Seminari Musicale, Academy für Alte Musik Berlin, and Europa Galante. Alessandro Scarlatti is the father of Domenico, the more famous Scarlatti known today for his many harpsichord sonatas. In their day, the tables were turned, and it was Alessandro who was the Scarlatti, a prolific composer of vocal music ranging from the intimate chamber cantata to the large-scale oratorio requiring many singers and instrumentalists. Alessandro's vocal writing isn't just good, it's very good and can hold its own against any of the so-called Baroque greats. The 2001 Virgin Veritas release by Il Seminario Musicale of the oratorio Il Sedicea is an excellent example of a fine work given a terrific performance, with the ensemble's director Gerard Lenne in the title role. It also features a young French countertenor by the name of Philippe Cherousky, way before he became an international sensation. Let's move on to another Scarlatti oratorio, Il Primo Omicidio with the Academy für Alte Musik Berlin, directed by René Jacobs. Another story set by Alessandro Scarlatti was that of Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. Entitled Il Primo Omicidio, or The First Homicide, Scarlatti's oratorio is the depiction of Cain and his committing of the first murder in biblical history. The performance by the Academy für Alte Musik Berlin on the Harmonia Mundi label is stunning for its powerful singing and energetic orchestral accompaniment. Director René Jacobs even makes a singing appearance as the voice of God.
Oh,
Now on to Europa Galante's 2004 EMI release of the oratorio for La Santissima Trinità. Io ti c'era, questa donna e non sarà. One of Scarlatti's last oratorios, La Santissima Trinità, is a departure from the many traditional biblical themes he normally set. The storyline is unusual in that its focus is a theological discussion with arguments posed by the characters' faith, divine love, theology, faithlessness, and time. Europa Galante's 2004 EMI release is a terrific recording with an all-star lineup of soloists. In particular, the appearance by French soprano Véronique Jeans with a non-French ensemble is a lovely surprise. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at indianapublicmedia.org/Harmonia.